USA Chat, July 5th, 2022. Everybody remains silent until Zach joins the meeting.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Zach-chan. Thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it. I know at least two people have questions. Can we start with sharing?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hi, this is Mandana. I wanted to share that recently someone reminded me of a saying in Farsi that smile to life and life will smile back at you. And I had heard this all through my life in Iran, never thought about it. And when I heard it again today, it had a very different meaning to me of very much like trusting that everything is going to be fine, and as you smile, as you take life easy, then life is going to be easy as well. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. That's a good reminder. I know that most of you on the phone, I'm sure, have sharing. And when you verbalize it, you pay attention to it. It doesn't become a routine type of thing for you that you will overlook it. So when we give a chance to share, it's specifically for the person that is sharing. So I would say don't hesitate, because I hear it personally from each one of you daily. When I ask, there is amazing things that has happened to you. So I don't understand when we come on the phone that the most keep quiet. Which is a good thing to do, but not on the chat, because chat is for sharing.
Sachin, the last few days I had guests and my family members, they know I am in this path, but they don't share the same interest with me. And I felt when I have my priorities straight and if I make the right choice not to lose the opportunities that we have, it's really beneficial to me and brings more peace, and it works in so many levels. And also my sister-in-law, who doesn't have much in common in the way of living, she mentioned that since we met, every house that we were living in, when she came in, she felt this tranquility and peace. And then she said, it's not just one place. Everywhere you live, when I come here, I have the best quality of sleep and I really rest well and I feel the tranquility. And I wanted to share that with you. And also, every time I have a chance to see other people whom I love with all my heart, but they do not share the same interest with me, I feel how fortunate, how blessed I am to be familiar with these concepts of prioritizing silence and quiet and peace. And no matter how much progress I'm making and no matter how much I see that I need, I mean, there is more that I am interested or there's more room for progress. When I feel the difference, it always warms my heart and reminds me how much grace we all have, having this type of life. I love the life that I'm living and I'm grateful for that.
Good. Nice to hear that.
Sachin, this is Radha. And I was just thinking about how before, if I didn't feel well, I would think, well, you know, I have too much going on, or I have this thing to get done, or this thing didn't go well, or I just have to get through this, or my body's tired, what have you. But now more and more, when I recognize that I don't feel well, I know it's just one thing, and that's that I need more silence. I need to relax. I need to plug in. I need to be inspired. And I'm no longer, my mind doesn't even bring me other options for what might be the problem. And it's something that when you ask the question, I realized that that was something that I'm noticing a lot. And like Farna said, that's such a blessing because the answer is just one thing. It's not a million things that you have to go after or fix. It's one thing, and it's instantaneous, the result.
Yeah, you see, it wasn't that hard to share.
Hi, Satyun, it's Little Flower. I was thinking today, actually, because a bunch of things lined up perfectly, and it was just the perfect day. And I thought that the quote that we had for silence really explained it, where it said the only real activity is just to settle and let the grace live through your life. And I really felt that today. I just felt like, gosh, what a beautiful life, what a beautiful circumstances. And I just wanted to share that. And I caught myself today because I, as a part of my personality that still has judgment of others and thinks that, you know, the way I'm thinking about something is the right way. And it just kind of sprung up on me. And I really kind of watched myself. I watched that part that is so plugged in to you and the teachings. I watched the part that just had these pops of judgment. And it was just a really neat experience because I'm not at that point where I have no more judgment or any of those things, but I kind of stood back and a part of me watched and saw what is just happening normally in my head or whatever. And it was such a fantastic feeling to have that distance and to realize, wow, like, I don't even know where you came from. Like, it just was a really beautiful, beautiful feeling. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm taking too much time, but I wanted to share another thing with everybody. I'm visiting somebody very precious to me, my mom now, and she's ill, and every time I visited her, I basically was taking care of her appointments, medications, and everything else. She's still able to do a lot of things on her own. And this time I put my caregiving role aside and just stayed to be a daughter again. And I was connecting with her, with her being, because out of that being, I experienced a lot of wisdom, a lot of kindness. And this time, I could feel it differently and enjoying it a lot more. Thank you.
Wow, that was really nice. It was nice because it is so important, like you said, put the duty aside and just pay attention and have the quality time with someone that is dear to us. I think it's such a big mistake to, and everybody does it, that they don't know better, to constantly wanting to fix and repair something, and we lose the sight of the most important, which is just to have a heart-to-heart gaze and to be able to hear and like never before and be present. I think that gives people much more inspiration and healing than anything else.
Atayiv, good evening. This is Sepide. On the same note, I took care of my mother, who was disabled for just personally one-on-one for 10 years. And you told me this many, many times. And unfortunately, until the end, I was never able to do that. And it really took a toll on me. But with your help and guidance at the end, the last 2 weeks or so, it was a different experience. And I just wanted to thank you again, because if it weren't for your guidance, the last 2 weeks would have been the same as the 10 years before that. And I don't know if I'm making sense, but I just wanted to thank you, really. But I have to admit, I was not able to put into practice what you told me about focusing on love and not taking care, the chore of it, during the time, unfortunately. But the end was magnificent due to your help and guidance. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the most important is that it did happen, and it happened in the most crucial time. Because like I've said before, I'm sure I've said it to you privately, that a person goes through transformation toward the end, and it's unbelievable to watch. The purification that happens is magnificent, like you were saying. And to be able to drop everything and just really absorb this miraculous release of attachment and wants, and then by doing that, both people are graced, and the game finishes the most perfect way rather than painful. So I really deeply am very, very happy that you had that chance, because I watched you really taking care of your mother, but what you did toward the end really stamps the whole labor you had gone through.
If I may add, I never had a very loving or like mother-daughter relationship with my mother, because of her nature or my nature, I don't know. But I want to say that the transformation, especially towards the end, it really, truly got my heart to the point that I appreciated her being. Just as a mother, you know, even though I never felt that. But it, as you were saying, it, the whole picture changed. And in my heart, after 60 years, the whole picture was changed. And it was a big experience.
I know for sure. And I'm glad you're sharing it. It's very important that we share this type of thing. And isn't that amazing and wonderful that all the other stuff during your lifetime with her and her with you just completely were healed and faded away, and what was left was love and understanding. And that is the best way to finish a karma, meaning any type of affairs with the individual.
Thank you so much, Seth.
I have a question that is more a request to confirm my understanding than a question. Everybody is witnessed and has shared. We are just receiving and observing, witnessing so much grace in our lives. And that is such a strong theme for my contemplation. And as I contemplate on this, I see a lot of parallels between grace. You know, my understanding is creates, sustains the entire creation. I'm the universal mind and the universal dream and the divine mind. The practices, the tools that you've taught us take us to stillness and silence. And through that, I understand and I have experienced things that are effortless just by virtue of being in harmony. And of course, by virtue of your grace and your attention. First of all, I don't want to make a mental exercise out of this. If this is something that you advise against, I can stop that. If you feel that it is, this kind of contemplation is beneficial, I'm trying to understand how silence can lead to awakening from the daydream to the universal dream. That's my question, and whether I'm thinking and I'm approaching these in a correct way.
If I understood your question also, your contemplation, you are wondering how the silence takes you to realization. Is that what you're saying?
That is one of my main questions. If this parallel that I see, that I feel intuitively, if I'm correct in seeing that, how does it lead to awakening from the dream? Yes, that is one of my main questions. Thank you.
Yeah. Awakening. Let me see how I can. First of all, I am glad that you really see that your life is being led by grace and you're contemplating on that. When you lose yourself, and I don't mean being conscious, you lose the interest for your mind, body, and all the other senses, and you feel or you are aware of being nothing but the silence, but aware of it, you have already left manifestation. And as we do that more and more, the manifestation becomes clear, the quality of manifestation becomes clear to us. And also, it begins to fade its strength because the silence has started to take over our being, or our being being dipped into that color. So, realization is not something, as all the enlightened souls say it, is not something that you gain new. But what it is, as you know it too, the silence leads you there by eliminating your unconscious identification with the body, mind, and senses. Again, I can emphasize on by association, your attention, when it associates with the truth or silence or the universal purity of mind of God before the movement took place, then your identification with that place becomes more, and your identification with the temporary becomes less. If we go in the street, or any of our relatives that are not in this path, or any of our friends, they don't have a clue of who they are, but they can give you stories after stories of who they are. Oh, I am a hard worker. Oh, I do this and do that. And but for us, it's the continuation of expansion. And the silence is the base of all the expansion.
Thank you so much.
Sure, that's really wonderful that you have really paying attention to some the area that is much deeper in you than in the surface trying to be curious. I think that depth of curiosity is contemplation in silence is much different than day-to-day contemplating on our problem and our desire. I assure that any of us that are aware of the truth of the reality, little by little, your information comes from within instead of without. The without can stamp the right of it or the correctness of it, but you will have your own channel with your reality.
I was wondering, there are some people that seem to be born wiser or equipped with internal wisdom, or they seem to be with a higher state of being. Is that possible for people to be born with a different state of being?
Yes, they have done their labor in another lifetime.
So the being evolves?
Yes, yes. Not the being, the soul evolves and begins to understand that is only the one and only existence or spirit. And until it gets to the full realization, yes, they are wiseful and their life is their message. Most importantly, anybody can say wise things. They can read it, they can hear it, they can even get it from inside, but is the life testifying to that? And if it isn't, they're older soul and they have done some spiritual practice before.
But isn't the soul originating from our origin? And
yes, it is.
The origin doesn't change, right? It stays
yes.
Constant.
Yes. Yes. It's like your silence. It stays constant. What changes is all the impression that has made mandana. And now you're breaking that statue through wisdom. And some people come with that wisdom. And if they're living it, they're genuinely wise.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So another suggestion I have, Farnaz, is for the chat, because the questions are so important, not only enlighten the person that is asking, but those that hear it. I think if anybody has any type of question, or like Mansoor was sharing, that they have done their work, they want to know if that is genuinely how they should continue doing. Let's spend more time doing that in future. So we'll see what happens next time I come, but I think this would be good, like all the questions that Mandana and Mansoor talked about. It's important. They were all important, and the sharing that you each had about the teaching really emphasize for other people in different times when they need to use it, they remember each other's story, like what Sepide was sharing. If you know, it's important to be able to share. So my final talk is, do not hesitate by any means on the chat. I really encourage everybody to help each other's inspiration. Namaste to all of you. Have a wonderful week full of light and love.